What in heck has happened to our Canadian democracy? Prime Minister Trudeau invokes the Emergencies Act to deal with legitimate protestation against his very short-sighted decision to make vaccination with proven to be ineffective vaccines mandatory for all truckers traveling into the USA and take away their freedom of choice as to how their body should be treated. And then he threatens to freeze the bank accounts of all identifiable protesters. That's not a democracy. That's not how you should show your love for your fellow Canadians on Valentine's Day. No, that's total social control, as we normally only expect to see in dictatorship. So Canada is now a drama queen dictatorship and no longer a free democratic country? Brian Peckford was absolutely right that this government has and would continue to abuse our rights and freedoms as spelled out in the Charter for their political expediency. This is totally beyond the pale. Was anyone injured or killed as a result of the protests? No. So how is this a crisis that requires such strong arm tactics? It's the response of a coward, who ran away from Ottawa rather than meet with the protesters under the pretense of having COVID exposure and needed to isolate for a week or for the safety of his family. Pick one excuse or the other. Your choice, it doesn't matter as both are meaningless. Wasn't he vaccinated? Yes. Isn't the vaccine effective? Apparently not. Yet he insists on mandating that others must have this apparently ineffective vaccination. The truth, in fact, is that he is just a coward who is too stupid from fear and misinformation to recognize how to do the right thing for all Canadians, not just his egocentricity. It would be interesting to know if his trust fund has any shares in Pfizer or Moderna. For this is all about money for big pharma and more vaccine sales and nothing at all to do with protecting our health and definitely not our jobs unless you are a vaccine salesman or a politician. However, there is a very simple and inexpensive answer without involving the RCMP or the military forces and their associated costs. Stop mandatory vaccination and vaccination passport requirements. Daryl Florence, Cremona.